then at... At 4:40, cable from Santo Domingo, here comes this cable, is received in the White House Situation Room at 5:23. Right. It's delivered to the President with his advisor at 5:30 to accept that.
Yeah.
Here's what this is. We regret to report that the situation is deteriorating rapidly.
Yes?
Secretary Mann on 90.
Yes?
We had a call with from Tapley Bennett, two telephone conversations. The loyalist troops feel that unless this radio can be knocked out, that the whole countryside will begin to slip.
Yeah.
And they're insisting on making some more strafing runs and some naval bombardments, not sending in men, as near as we can tell.
Yeah.
They presumably think they don't have the strength.
Yeah.
Now, I think any contingency that we can develop, that you were talking about earlier today, would have to hinge on, assuming this other deal doesn't work out, control of everything north of the city. Psychologically, whether people liked it or not, our position would become more tenable from a...
Why don't you work on that? I've got a bunch of men in my office, and unless we have to make a decision at this moment, right after I get through, shortly after one or something, we'll consider talking. I'll talk to you on the phone, and I don't think we ought to move unless we can hear from...
No, I'm not suggesting we move now. I think the question is whether we shouldn't just send out a clear instructions, cutting out politics and everything else, and say prepare us a contingency plan.
Boy, I think you could do that. Yes, sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I want all the contingencies I can get.
Thank you.